Good morning, this is Sterling Smith with your AgriSampo North America Morning Market Update. And we're seeing grain prices move higher and the commodity space in general are doing better this morning. We did get the CPI numbers this morning that came in at 8.3% year over year. That was down from last month's 8.5% read, but above the expectations of 8.1%. Tomorrow we have the PPI numbers, and those are expected to print in the double digits for the second month in a row. The market will be a lot more attuned to that than it is the consumer price numbers. And looking at the grain markets, we are right in front of the WASDE report coming out Thursday. That's tomorrow. And we will have live coverage of that report starting at 10:45 Central Time. Markets are feeling better today. July corn is at 784¾. That's up 9½. December new crop, 729¾. Up 10¾. July soybeans, 1605¼. That's up 13 cents. November soybeans, 1471. That is up 16½. We are seeing a weaker dollar help propel grain prices higher this morning. And new and heightened worries about the situation in the Ukraine is pushing wheat higher, and that's helping everything else move up as well. From what I understand, there were some hypersonic rocket attacks on the port of Odessa, which is a key area for moving grain out of the Ukraine. Wheat for July in Chicago is at 11.06¾. That's up 14 cents. July Kansas City wheat at 11.91¼ is up 16¼. Minneapolis wheat 12.35¼. That is up 21¾ cents. Rice is at 16.91. That is currently up 1. July cotton 142.75. That's down 19. December new crop 124.64. Up 47. Live cattle at 134.57, up 48. Feeders continue to struggle. We're at 169.87. That's down another 198 today. Looks like we're getting some final flushing out of the market, maybe some margin call selling coming into the feeders. Hogs struggling again as well. We're at 100.82. That is down another 75 cents a pound on noticeably weak components. I will cover the details of that in the livestock podcast shortly. A crude oil, the oil patch is booming this morning. We're at 105.42. We're up $5.66 a barrel, with the market returning again back above double digits. We're almost $7 a barrel off the lowest levels of the day. Unleaded gasoline, $3.66.24. That's up 12 cents a gallon. Diesel at $4.04.20 is up about 11.5 cents a gallon now. Natural gas, $7.66. That's up 28, or a gain of just under 4%. Gold doing a little bit better as the markets seem to be accepting risk a little better this morning. We're at $18.50, and that's up about $9.90. Silver at $21.82 is currently up 39. Stocks are doing okay at the moment. We've been very volatile, trading on both sides of unchanged. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 32,400. That's up 239. S&P 500, 4020. That is up about 19. And the NASDAQ Composite, 11,681. That's actually down 56. Looking at interest rates following this morning's inflation numbers, the 10-year is right now is at 2.98. We've been as high as 307 and again as low as 2.91. This is extreme volatility for interest rates, and we should not be seeing that. But again, we have a lot more for the market to digest over the next few days, and the sudden turn in energy prices is creating a bit of nervousness in the interest rate markets. This is Sterling Smith from Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great morning.